Hello, this is Paul McKenna. Welcome to the podcast for The Times for Overcoming Insomnia. Now, when you sleep well, you live better. When you live better, you sleep better. It's a circle of positive reinforcement is starting in your life, and it's starting right now, because sleep is a natural part of a natural rhythm. Nowadays, it's all too easy to get an unnatural rhythm into our lives. So part of what I'm going to ask you to do is to re-establish the natural rhythm during your day, which will give you nights of deep, refreshing sleep. Okay, what I'm going to ask you to do are simple changes in your behaviors that will produce profound effects upon your life. Now, this first thing I'm about to ask you to do may sound simple, but it has a very, very powerful effect. And that is, I want you to get up earlier. Get up at least half an hour earlier than you used to, and stick to this new getting up time, even at weekends. However tired you feel during the first day or two, don't worry about it, just do it. So if you used to get up at 7:30, get up at 7 o'clock. Stick to this even at weekends, yeah? Now, this may not sound like much, but clinical research has demonstrated this is the single most effective strategy for curing insomnia. Get up half an hour earlier than your normal waking time. No matter how much or how little you've slept, get up half an hour earlier. The scientific research shows this is very successful in resetting your natural sleep pattern. One of the reasons this is so important is that if the body gets used to catching up on sleep late in the morning, it doesn't prepare properly for sleep at the beginning of the night. So your unconscious mind, your body rhythms determine when you go to sleep, and you can always consciously choose when you're going to wake up. So when you move the cycle of sleeping and waking, you're at a point where you're in control. Now, the next thing I need you to do is to change some other habits. Go to bed only when you're sleepy. It's as simple as that. So if you aren't sleepy, don't go to bed. However tired you might think you are or ought to be, don't go to bed unless you are sleepy. Stay up and read on and do all the jobs and tasks that you've been putting off, and go to bed only when you're really sleepy. Now, you've already been surviving on not that much sleep, so you won't get any more by trying to force it. When your body really needs it, it'll let you know. Also, there are only two things that you should do when you're in bed: sleep and make love. Do not eat, do not smoke, do not read in bed, do not listen, certainly do not watch TV. Again, this is a matter of retraining your habits. Your mind is very sensitive, so if you associate all those exciting things like, you know, action movies to laying in bed, it'll cause you problems. Also, a very powerful change we can make is with our diet. I want you to drink less tea and coffee and alcohol. A lot of people think that alcohol makes us sleepy. Actually, it accentuates tiredness at the beginning of the night, but it can wake you up later. Alcohol doesn't affect everybody in the same way, but you can easily discover if it's keeping you awake. Just don't drink alcohol for a week or two and notice how your sleep is and how you feel in the mornings. If at any time you're in bed, awake for more than 30 minutes, I want you to get up and do something boring. So if you're in bed awake for half an hour, you've got to get up and do something really dull, something like your accounts or cleaning the toilet floor or something like that. Bed is for sleeping, and if you're not asleep there, you shouldn't be there. But you mustn't reward getting up with doing something fun. It's got to be something boring, okay? And you keep doing that until you feel drowsy. Also, I want you to stop taking cat naps during the day. Now, this is really important. A lot of insomniacs tell me, you know, that they don't think they really catnap during the day, but I guarantee you are doing it. There are four main types of sleep. The first is called stage one, which is what we slip into when we nod off for a moment. And that's what we'll be going through on our way to deep sleep at the beginning of the night. If we let ourselves nod off during the day, the natural sleep rhythm is disrupted. So you've got to make sure the stage one sleep only happens at night when you're in bed. So do not catnap during the day. Do not do it. Now, one of the other things that we've learned from scientific research is that one of the major causes of insomnia is stress. This is often caused by worries, and people lie in bed awake at night thinking through all their problems. Now, if you lay awake and worry, it's a habit, and habits can be changed. There's two ways to change this. Firstly, taking action. Secondly, by learning how to let go of a worry. Every worry has a positive side to it. So let me give an example. There might be something you think you want or something that you're scared of. For example, if you're worrying in bed at night about an overdraft, what you actually want is more money. The first thing to do with your worries is to turn the negative around. So instead of going, I don't want to be overdrawn, what you do want is to have more money. So I want you to think about what those things are that you're worrying about and identify the positive side of it. Now, what I want you to do is imagine a very clear, bright picture of what it is that you do want. So you've got to direct your mind towards the solution rather than just running the negative again and again and again. Next, I want you to fill in the gaps between where you are now, where you want to be. So if it is more money, then what you would do is you would imagine having that more money and then the stages before you got to that. So you've got to give your brain a plan. You've got to give it a direction. You've got to get it in thinking in terms of the solution. So instead of continually thinking, oh, I don't want this and that and obsessing about it, I want you to think, how am I going to find solution to this? What is the solution? How do I get there? Or if you like, work backwards from it. Now, if you've got any worries left over, I want you to imagine putting them into a big mailbag and sending that mailbag off to your unconscious. Ask the wisdom of your unconscious to work on them while you're asleep. Then I want you to promise yourself that you're going to take appropriate action during the day to work towards solving those problems. When we're awake worrying, our mind is trying to alert us to a problem. When we tell our mind, when we direct our mind towards a solution and we promise we're going to do things to make that solution happen, suddenly it's much easier to get a good night's sleep. Now, finally, I want to talk about something called image streaming. Scientists have discovered that whether we're awake or asleep, our minds are constantly involved in a stream of consciousness, which consists of images and sounds and feelings. Now, what they've discovered is that when we describe this image stream out loud, it actually increases intelligence by creating more complex neural networks in our brains. However, something very interesting happened when the researchers described the image stream to themselves silently inside their mind with their internal dialogue. They found it impossible to stay awake. Some of the scientists could only stay awake for a few minutes. Others took a little bit longer before they were sound asleep. Now, this is because the more we describe our internal experience, what's happening in our imagination, the more it drives our attention inwards, the more details we notice about what it is we're describing. So if you find yourself unable to get to sleep, simply close your eyes, describe whatever you are aware of silently to yourself in a relaxed, monotone voice like this. Now I'm aware. I see the ocean. Now I'm aware. I hear the sound of my friend's voice. Now I'm aware. I see a giraffe. Now I'm aware. I taste an orange. Now I'm aware. I hear the sound of a car. I can feel the sun on my body, and so on. That's how you talk to yourself silently inside your mind. Now, no matter how bizarre the things are that come into your mind, just continue describing them in a monotonous, monotone voice. This is one of the reasons why hypnotists often speak slowly and in a monotone voice, because it has a powerful effect upon changing our consciousness. So I want you to do that. You might need to do it for 2 minutes, 5 minutes, you might need to do it for 10 minutes, but relentlessly describing in a monotone voice all the thoughts, images, sounds, whatever it is, feelings that you're aware of, and very soon you'll be sound asleep. Good luck.